Two big games coming up now in the next 2 weeks for Tyrone. Monaghan on Saturday night and Cavan the following weekend, Liam.
Yeah, that's true, Tom. I as much from a Tyrone point of view, McKenna will not be looking any further than Saturday night. I would see that as mathematically they can still survive, you know, even they are beating Saturday night. It's certainly one I would be saying is near enough a must-win game, you know, that you get the confidence and all back, and you know, if you go into the Cavan game, confidence low, because Cavan have been going fairly well, you know, they're there, thereabouts, and I would expect Tyrone to get a reaction at home now against Bonham on Saturday evening, yeah.
It goes without saying, it's been a poor start to the league, just that 1 point the last day against Roscommon.
It has been a poor start. You know, there's game you may owe at home, all right, the away game, they could have got something out of the Kerry game. You know, it was a difficult start, I suppose, in fairness, Kerry and Mayo. But, you know, the Kerry game, they played absolutely very poorly in the first half. Second half, they had come back to within 2 points, but just couldn't. You know, it had a number of chances to, whatever there was, only 2 points in it, to put a point in it. And at that stage, I think Kerry could have been taken, you know. So they weren't that far away from Kerry, although, yes, they didn't deserve anything out of it on their first half performance. Second half performance, they possibly deserve something, you know. So I wouldn't have been too critical of the Kerry game, to be honest, because Kerry always down there is going to be hard to beat. But certainly the Mayo display, again after a good start, you know, they were a couple of points up and should have really been kicking on to go 6-3, 7-3 even up, and then Mayo hit them with a goal and 3 points, and they collapsed in the second half, like they were well beaten in the finish up.
That second half performance was very unlike Tyrone, because the heads really seemed to drop after Mayo got the goals.
Oh yeah, definitely. It was somebody described it as clueless, and I wouldn't always agree with him and his punditry, but on that occasion he was right, you know, he was bang on, like it was clueless. Very, very little direction about it, and I'm sure the boys were very disappointed, as I know they would have been, but you know, the Kerry game, they actually could have got something out of it, like. But Mayo was definitely disappointing.
Is it a disappointment too that you didn't kind of get the reaction that you would have expected after a performance like Mayo against Roscommon last time out?
Yeah, a reaction in that, you know, they'd have been travelling down to Roscommon. I know Roscommon had beat Mullen the week before, and I suppose they were on a bit of a high, but certainly Tyrone, people going down would have been expecting, like, we should get 2 points again or Roscommon, like. But as it turned out, they were more than lucky to get one. But, you know, in fairness to them, again, 5 minutes, 7 minutes before half-time, I think there was 3 points in it, haven't played until a gale force win, and yet it said, right, this is pretty good, it's pretty controlled. But then all of a sudden, there's the conceded 4 or 5 points on the trot. But you'll give, you know, Roscommon a 6 point lead at half-time. They conceded the goal, went 7 down, and really got a reaction then, and first time to come back and draw, albeit very lucky in that, you know, the Roscommon boy had a rush of blood to his head, like, and got a 14-yard free kick through up, like, which would have won the game for them. And I think that 1 point could be very crucial to both teams, in that, you know, if Roscommon would have got the 2 points, you know, they'd have been near enough counting to say, right, we're safe here, whereas now they're going to have to get 5. Yeah. So they're going to have to get a bit of summer, you know, that sort of thing.
I know it varies from year to year, but it could be a situation this year that you could be safe on 5 in Division 1.
I think it's looking like that way. It's that close. Like, you know, you have Dublin there on 2 points, so obviously, you know, you'd think that Dublin's going to pick up points now whenever they need them, so that's points going off other teams. Monaghan, Cavan, Tyrone all have to play each other, so there's going to be somebody losing out there. Galway's going to lose out. Some of them have still Tyrone to play. So there's 5 points, I would say, would be looking like leaving you safe this year, yeah.
Tell me, looking at Monaghan, of course, it's a big game too for Monaghan, because after getting off that great start and that win over Dublin, they've lost the last two to Roscommon in Roscommon and Galway at home.
Yeah, and, you know, no more than Tyrone, it certainly is. And, like, I mean, both those games after beating Dublin, I don't think there was anybody who would expect that Monaghan to get beaten, either of them, especially in Enniskine against Galway, whatever about the Roscommon game. You know, I would say Monaghan would have been very disappointed with them two results. But, you know, Monaghan and Tyrone is always toss of a coin no matter what or where it's played. Like, so home advantage makes very little difference in games like that. You know, there's been a point or two either way, you know, this last number of years. Like, so it's the same with any team, really. You know, outside of Dublin, whenever they're going really strong, I would feel that any team in Division 1 is capable of beating the other. Like, in the Mayo-Tyrone result was a bit, you know, it was like Tyrone and Mayo last year down in Mayo, and Tyrone won by 10 or 12 points. Like, so it was nearly a turn-up for any form book, you know, but the rest of them are very close.
Mickey Hart has made three changes. Liam Rafferty is into the defence, Richie Donnelly at midfield, and Frank Burns in the half-forward line. What do you make of those?
I had actually been impressed with young Rafferty, and apparently he's playing very well for St Mary's there in the second as well. I'd been very impressed with him in the Kelly Cup. Probably had a difficult enough time against Kerry, but you know, he's looking good. He'd be hoping that Frank Burns is coming by. You know, we'll get back into the sort of form that he was in last year. Frank had sort of went off the boil there for a while, maybe, but seems to be coming back into form now, and they do need a scoring. More scoring options up front, probably too, and to be more direct. Richie back into the middle of the field after being plagued with injury again last year, you know. But he'd be hoping to get a run of things as well. Like, and I think they're positive. I like young Candy in the middle of the field. You know, has been playing reasonably well in all the games. You know, and finding his feet well. He's a good worker in that. So hopefully, him and Richie could strike up a bit of a partnership around the middle. You know.
Still no sign of Colm Kavanagh, but still strong enough on the bench as well. Lee and Rory Brennan, Kyle Coney, Conor McAllister, Declan McClure, Hugh Pat McGeary, you know, Conor Myler.
Yeah, and all the bench is strong. Like, and again, you know, any of them boys that's on the bench there now have been playing, you know, have been doing well. Like, you know, so I honestly do think it's a matter of throwing, getting, you know, they're I wouldn't say they're a bad team or they're any worse than they were last year, but certainly not.
Confidence
is probably the word. And a win and a boost, you know, a win against Monaghan would give the confidence a big boost. And again, it's the same thing with Monaghan, you know. A win against Tyrone is going to give them a serious boost. I think the winners of Saturday night or tonight's game, you know, either way, the winners or the losers, whatever you want, the losers are going to be in serious relegation bother, and the winners will, I would say, be very close to safety.